Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
That is Pension Fund by Really Good Time on Radio Nova. The heroes behind this fantastic guitar giveaway, which we've been chatting about the whole show. And we're very, very lucky to have Alex on guitar. How are you doing, Alex?
Great, thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah, and we've got Ado on drums on the line. How's it going?
Really good.
Really good, because it's a really good time. Well, really good time are you guys. Really Good Time are one of the most exciting Irish bands out at the moment. It's really melodic. It's really rhythmic. It's just exceptional musicianship. It's full of personality. Like, the band jump on stage and they wear, you know, they have nicknames for themselves and they have jumpsuits and the videos are always great fun. And I just think they are just genuinely one of the most exciting bands in Ireland at the moment. And they're going on tour, 5 dates in Ireland, starting on the 15th of November in Kilkenny and ending on the 22nd of November in Dublin. So get your tickets for those. We'll go through those dates again. But it's a pleasure to have you, lads. Can I start, Alex, with yourself? Can you tell us a little bit about how the band got together?
Yeah. So me and Ado and Jack were previously in a band called Flat Pablo. And that, when that ended, Ado and Jack kind of continued working on music together for a while. And I kind of hung up my guitar thinking I'd never play again. Then I kind of got a call out of the blue. We kind of started jamming together. And we all kind of knew a deal from his work with Wastegod. We'd gigged with him a few times and kind of asked him to join. And then we all decided just to start a band and try and make it as, you know, fun as possible.
Yeah, yeah. So Dylan and Jack are the other members of the band. And Dylan, yeah, as you said, was in a kind of a solo act called Wastefellow, and then sort of it all came together. So it's just been mentioned by Alex there slightly, Adrian. There is a kind of a, like, there is a joyfulness. There's a kind of a fun in it. And fun can sometimes seem like a bad word, but actually it does just come across like you're having a great time. Is that kind of second band sort of knowledge that comes into that?
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of the projects we've been involved with before were all pretty introspective and took itself very, very seriously. Like, we're kind of goofy guys. That's kind of just our buzz. And the music was just kind of informed by that a little bit. So there's like a little bit of element of humour and general fun about the thing. But it's like the subject matter of the tunes is quite serious. So yeah. it doesn't necessarily fall within the super goofy zone all the time.
Well, I think a lot of bands on their first time around are like terrified of, I guess, being goofy or being kind of playful because they think they have to be a certain sort of thing. But I do think that there is something freeing about coming at it again, like, as I said, like thinking you weren't going to play together and then starting again, because you're like, okay, we've done that and now we know that we can be a little bit lighter with it. And it is a freeing thing, I think, to see bands kind of like enjoying themselves on stage. So Adrian just mentioned there, Alex, he just mentioned that the themes behind the songs are a little more serious. So when songs come together, is it a kind of an ethos the way that you write, or do the songs just come whatever way they come?
I think it's kind of like different every time. So I guess, yeah, it comes the way it comes, because, like, I don't know, every time we write a good song, I'm like, that's the way we should do it from now on. And then if you try and force, like, the same kind of method, like writing method, it just doesn't work again, because it has to kind of come naturally.
Yeah, well, I think, Adrian, the Really Good Time sound, like the sound of your band, really kind of feels like it's a band in a room playing off each other. It doesn't feel like a one-head band, like one person's bringing the song and then the band kind of sit around it. It feels like it's figured out in a practice space. It's kind of done together. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's very much a collaborative process, the whole thing from start to finish. I mean, it could be from someone just bringing in one idea and then we'll all sit with it together, but everyone has a say in everyone's bits, you know what I mean? It's very democratized, yeah, in that way. I think that's really it opens things up a lot, because I think people get stuck to their instruments and just doing the thing that they do and really focusing on that. You're not really listening to the song overall. So you might be like, I've got this really cool feel I want to do, and you're like, yeah man, but that just kind of sucks the whole buzz out of that section, so it's not going to work. You need people there to be able to tell you to do that. And you need to be able to listen to them and go, okay, you're right.
Writing process-wise, there's a few different ways we've done things. Like My Brother, that was written in a place called Dumfries in Scotland. We had a couple of days off touring in the UK earlier in the year. On the way to go to the writing retreat, we kind of just picked a playlist of songs each. We all picked a song each, say, four tunes, whatever. and it'd be like, this is a hit song. Why do you think this is a hit song? Or why do you think the song is a banger? So we play the song, we listen to it. The person who had picked it would list through, like, this is why I like this. I love this repetitive hook, all that kind of crack. And then everyone would say something else they liked about it. And we kind of made a little playlist going down. So we were very informed of kind of what we were trying to do before we got in there.
Mm.
So I don't think it it didn't inform the idea, the inception of the idea necessarily, but it did inform the finished product. I think we were very like, how many choruses can we get into the song and can we keep it under like 2 minutes?
Yeah, we were aware that we had like no time in the place we were going to. We knew we only had 2 days, so we kind of had to have our head screwed on to get something done with the time available and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a brilliant song. I'm going to play it in a minute. My Brother, the most recent single. But I suppose you mentioned there that everyone's bits are on the table, which is brilliant. But like when you go out and when you play shows, is that also reflected in the gig? The gig feel like everyone is performing. Everyone is kind of a front man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 And so that sounds great. I love it. I love it already. I'm sold. So what does that mean then for, you know, the reaction of the audiences? Are you there to kind of fight for their attention?
Yeah, well, it's just, there's a huge element of performance in the kind of music that we do now. I guess we hadn't done that kind of stuff before in previous products, but now it's very much, it's at the fore is like the movement on stage and stage moves and where we place ourselves and how we're looking at the crowd even. Things like that, you do consider it. I don't think we necessarily thought about it too hard at the start, and it's kind of just become the thing that it is now. But what I do hear from a lot of people is that usually you watch a band, there's like one or two people on stage who are kind of just standing there doing their thing, and that's fine. It's cool. But people really like the buzz that there's always something to look at, whether it's the Duke like pulling out some crazy slow drop or something, or Jack jumping into the crowd, Dale screaming into his guitar. Or I'm just, yeah, well, I'm kind of bound to the kit, so I just have to do whatever I can back there, which is usually just throw my arms up very high and slap my head around the place. And that's it, yeah.
That sounds pretty good. So has there been any moments on tour that have really kind of shown you that, like, there's something really going well here?
Yeah, just like when you see a bunch of lunatics on stage having so much fun, it kind of invites everyone to have fun as well, you know, because...
The guard is down.
Room for being self-conscious in the room kind of thing. I remember Jack, the bass player, got into the crowd. He loves to get into the crowd, but he's sometimes unaware of his size. He's a big bloke, and he ended up bumping into someone's quite heavy by accident, obviously. But they were like delighted, and after the gig, he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry that I bumped into you," but they were like, "It's just I don't know, extremely like happy."
Alex is underselling that a little bit. So Jack didn't quite bump into someone in the crowd. What Jack did was jumped off the stage, and then I think he hit someone with the headstock of his bass, and she hit the ground straight away. And we were like, for a second, we were like, oh no, how is this going to go? And it was all good. It was chill. And she was very buzzed about it. It was nice.
Yeah, well, it's nice, so... Good. So Gigs, Really Good Time is the name of the band. The Gigs sound absolutely fantastic, and really, really looking forward to this tour starting on the 15th of November in Kilkenny and ending on the 22nd of November in Whelan's in Dublin. Go and get your tickets to that. It's going to be pretty special. Let's play a fantastic song by Really Good Time. Alex and Ado, thank you so much for chatting to us tonight, and best of luck with the tour.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Kieran.
Yeah, stick around. We've got a guitar to give away, which is going to be very, very exciting. We'll be chatting about that very shortly. But let's play the new single. This is My Brother by Really Good Time on Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.